Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. And we've got our good friend, Mr. Mark Morgan, who is a former Customs Border Protection Commissioner, as well as Director of ICE. But he is also has well over 25 years of law enforcement and a SWAT team and working in gang units, et cetera, et cetera. I wanted to get him on to get his perspective, my friends, about the near tragedy that we saw on Saturday with the attempted assassination of President Trump. The left is always talking about systemic issues, systemic racism, systemic this, systemic that. It certainly appears like there was a systemic failure in protecting the president and this. And I wanted to get Mark's opinion about this. Mark, thank you for joining us. Talk to us. Tell us about this. What do you think?
Yeah, George, and I appreciate you giving that quick background. And as a SWAT operator, you know, I was a tactical instructor and a firearm instructor. And part of that assignment was in the FBI. I worked extensively with the Secret Service in countless what we call special security events, including right now I'm in Milwaukee at the convention, which is dubbed an NSSE, a National Special Security Event, which, of course, the Secret Service has primary jurisdiction with respect to anything revolving the president. And so I've got a little bit of background here. Unlike some folks that I've heard, George, that God bless them, but you know they're just some talking heads out there that don't necessarily know what they're talking about. Here's what we know that I'll say first, and I'll state the obvious, right, is that this was a colossal security failure. But one thing we're not talking enough about, George, is at least in the immediate aftermath of the president getting shot, his protective detail, on those few seconds afterward, they did exactly what they were trained to do. If you watched it, in milliseconds, they were throwing their bodies on top of the president. At that moment in time, they didn't know if the shooter had been eliminated. They didn't know if other shooters were in the audience, but they did exactly what they're supposed to do. At that moment of time, to me, those individuals on the detail are heroes. But obviously, there were a lot of issues with the planning. But here's my challenge, too, is that there's a lot we don't know, George. Look, everybody's as outraged and they're angry and they're frustrated and they want questions. All those are legitimate. But right now, we have a lot of innuendos, rumors, speculation. We have bits and pieces of leaks being pushed out there, some by the FBI, some by the Secret Service, which I think is unconscionable. What we should have is we should have the AG, the Secretary of DHS, the Director of the FBI, and the Secret Service that holds a joint press conference that starts giving some of the information and answering some of the questions the American people has, but they're not doing that. And so that void is going to be filled by the pundits and those that are just merely speculating on what happened.
You're right. I mean, the social media is just filled with all sorts of conspiracy theories as well as all sorts of ideas about what could have been done, should have been done. I mean, could have, should have. That's a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking. I mean, I want to hear from the experts. I want to hear from people that were in charge what happened, because
this
cannot happen again.
Correct, George. That's exactly right. I couldn't have said it better myself. And look, there are legitimate questions like, was an advanced site survey done? That is the typical security methodology and protocol. Did they identify the building that the shooter was on top of as a vulnerability? And once they did they assign that typically, because this would have been in the outer perimeter. And typically what happens when buildings and vulnerabilities are in the outer perimeter, they assign that with augmented law enforcement resources, a state, local, or other federal agency. Was that done? What was communicated to those individuals and those other law enforcement agencies with respect to what their duty was with that building? Was the building swept prior to the event? After it was swept, then was it protected? Well, clearly it wasn't. Whose responsibility was that? How did someone, anyone, even get close to a building that was maybe still in the outer perimeter, but still extremely close, a relatively straightforward shot that could be taken? It's unconscionable that was allowed to happen. But the issue, and so all of that I'm on board with, and those are all the right questions. But the issue is, we just don't know. After he's identified as being on the roof by a bystander, how was it a bystander saw them, but police didn't? And then after the bystander saw the shooter on the roof, what was the police's response? We're hearing a lot of rumors. We're seeing bits and pieces of video, but we still don't have any concrete confirmation or information. And I got to tell you, the way that from the AG to the secretary to the FBI director, the Secret Service director, the way they've responded to this, or I should say lack of information and lack of transparency, gives me greater pause. And that's why I'm actually calling for the appointment of an independent special commission to actually take a look at this.
I really, that seems to be the only way to go on this, is an independent investigation about this. Now, Congressman Jeff Duncan, yep, has proposed or called for this. Is that with your help?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's spot on. And I really encourage everybody listening to just go to his website. Again, Representative Duncan, he's saying the same thing that I'm saying. I think he's absolutely right. And here's part of it. Look, the Secret Service is going to do their internal investigation. The FBI is going to do their investigation in the shooting. Congress and congressional committees are going to do their thing. All those things should happen. And so I'm not suggesting that doesn't. That wouldn't make sense. But here's the issue. Here's the reality. And as someone that spent 20 years in the FBI, this is painful for me to say, but we have to face reality. Whether you agree with it or not, whether you like it or not, the reality is that America's the public trust in the Department of Justice, the FBI, Congress, it's fame. It's been going downhill for years. And so there's this immense distrust in those organizations. And you go on social media and they're already talking about, oh, really? So we're gonna trust what the FBI is telling us, or Congress is telling us, or DOJ is telling us. That's where we're at in America. And then, of course, no one has confidence in the Secret Service director that she's going to do an objective inquiry against herself. That's just not going to happen, right? And so because of the distrust, because the public's trust has been eroded in those agencies, I think the only way that there's going to be any credibility in any conclusions or recommendations that come forward, if we have that independent commission that has been appointed and presents a full and complete report surrounding the circumstances. I think that's the only chance we have that people are actually going to believe it.
You know, when I worked in the Reagan White House, particularly after he was shot, and we worked on any kind of event, I remember the extensive amount of work that was put in with local and federal authorities, law enforcement authorities, to make sure that everything was properly secured, and then sweeps were done ahead of time. It seems like the current Secret Service director is more interested in diversity and equity than in security. I don't know. Am I off? I mean, am I being too critical?
No, George. Look, I think you're right in asking the questions. Those are fair questions, and a lot of people are asking those. Like the DEI question. What we're hearing now is a lot of information that this current director seems more concerned about DEI hiring. She's made statements about how she wants to increase the number of female agents, you know, in the pool. But here's the challenge, George. I mean, we're talking about the protection and security of the President of the United States. Is that the mission that where the director responsible for that mission should be more concerned with the type of demographic you're hiring rather than just hiring the best person for the job? I mean, I don't care at what color, race, creed, sexuality, I don't care what they are. I just want them to be the best that's protecting our president. I mean, it's absurd to take that position. So if that's true, That's a big issue. And so right now there's calls for her resignation. If those things are true, I think there should be some due process. Let's verify, let's confirm. And if those are true, absolutely she should go. But I got to tell you, if I was the director of Secret Service right now with a colossal security failure, I would have already typed up my resignation and handed it to the president. That's the right thing to do. But her ego, just like Secretary Mayorkas after he's been impeached, their egos will not allow them to do the right thing.
Yep, I think these Biden people are, they have no blame. They never have any blame. Yep. I mean, they're never responsible. Buddy, thank you very, very much. Folks, we've been speaking with our good friend, Mr. Mark Morgan, former Customs Border Protection Commissioner, as well as tactical and SWAT expert, his background in law enforcement and local policing. Thank you very much for shedding some light on this situation, my friend.
George, you too. Always great talking to you.
You got it. Take care. Once again, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.